And that's why I wouldn't be shocked if this was about.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Harding forces the turnover. Backdoor cut. They fake the pass, and Vanderbeek will hit the long two. Good work there by Claire Vanderbeek. Got the defense to kind of sag down with the baseline cut and then hit the shot.
Tonight, the Kearney Bearcats head to the capital city to battle the Thunderbolts of Lincoln Pius X. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Skip pass on the right wing here for Murray. Back out for Schwarz. Studi had it momentarily on that left wing. Studi gets it back, throws it to the elbow to Nathan Murray, and they're going to fire the three and hit the three. Colin Murray strokes in the three-point.
Both the Pius girls and boys will pose a test for Kearney tonight, with each Pius team sitting at 8-5 on the season. Kearney will look to start the weekend off with a road win before hosting Lincoln Southwest tomorrow. It's the Bearcats and the Thunderbolts coming up next, but first it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, everyone, welcome back here to Pius. Earlier tonight, it was the Pius girls with a win over the Kearney High girls. The boys from Bearcat Land hoping to do just a little bit better here tonight. They come in at number 7 in the state, 10-4 on the year. They'll be taking on a pretty good basketball team, though. Pius is 8-5. On the season. The Bearcats had been really one of the state's hottest basketball teams until a trip last weekend to Bellevue East. They had won 6 in a row, 8 of their last 9, but then in overtime, they fell to East last week, and they're hoping to get back in that winning column with a big weekend to come against a couple of Lincoln schools here. They'll be taking on Pius here in Lincoln tonight and tomorrow over on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have coverage of Lincoln Southwest coming to town to take on the Cats. Southwest is 11-4, but obviously can't look past tonight because Pius at 8-5 is a very solid basketball team. And one of the reasons why is Charlie Easley is averaging 17 points per ball game, and I'm sure he'll have the complete and undivided attention of Kearney High on defense, trying to make sure he doesn't get on track, because he can really get things rolling. And for the Bearcats, obviously, they get points in big bunches from Cannon Coster, averaging almost 24 points per game. But Seth Stroh has also improved his game throughout the course of the season, and they're going to be looking at him more and more as the season wears on. So this is going to be a great matchup here at Pius, and you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, proudly bringing you our pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark from Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll step away for a moment. Back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. Do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Pius X. Their starters are Joe Dvorak, a 5'10 junior who averages 8.2 points and 2 rebounds. Joe Burt, a 6'3 senior, averages 7.8 points and 2.2 rebounds. Thomas Robertson, a 6'4 senior, averages 6.8 points and 4.1 rebounds. Austin Jablowski, a 6'3 junior, averages 5.5 points and 4.6 rebounds. And we talked about Charlie Easley, 6'2 and a junior, averages 17.1 points and 5 boards per ball game. For the Cats, it's the usual suspects. Carson Schwarz, a 6'1 junior, who averages 6.5 points and 1.6 rebounds. Matt Studi, a 5'10 senior, averages 4.6 points and 1.6 rebounds. Seth Stroh, a sophomore at 6'4, averaging 12 points and 5.4 rebounds. Sam Straka, a 6'3 senior, averages 2.5 points and 3.4 rebounds. Cannon Koster, the big guy, 6'3 and a senior. He's the big gun, anyway. He's averaging 23.9 points and 7.1 rebounds per contest. And that is our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll remind you that over on Classic Hits 98.9, we've got a Luplat Conference doubleheader for you, and the girls' game is in the books as Ravenna gets past Arcadia Loup City in Loup City, 48-37. And earlier tonight, here it was Pius the 10th over Kearney, 46-35, the final in our girls' game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take one last quick break. Back with a tip. Hear from Pius right after this.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
And welcome back here to Pius as Pius the 10th, still in their huddle as Kearney in their road blue uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Little paw on the side of them. They're all set. They broke the huddle. They're ready to roll. And the Thunderbolts come out there. Stretching is going to be Austin Jablowski as he does the jumping here against Koster. Glad you could join us here on KXPN, ESPN Radio, 1460 in Kearney. We're here from the capital city, and, well, X marks the spot. We're here at Pius, and we're all set and ready to go. Jablonski against Koster, and the tip is going to be controlled here by the Cats. And coming up with it is going to be Studi. So here comes Kearney on their first possession. They get it inside for Stroh right away. He takes off glass, and just like that, Kearney gets the early lead here. Seth Stroh, quick entry pass. Bearcats up by two in the early going. And they're going to try to put a little pressure on. Ball was knocked loose by Studi, but picking it up is going to be Dvorak. Dvorak gives left side for Robertson. Robertson drives, and Robinson going a little bit too fast. Took an extra step, and that'll be a turnover. So this is exactly what Kearney wants to do. Play high tempo, get there quick, and make Pius play a little bit quicker than Pius is comfortable with. Carson Schwarz brings across the timeline. Staying with him is going to be Joe Burt. As right now, Pius is a little bit of a 2-3 zone as they work here right side for Straka. Straka has used up his dribble. 5-second count going on. He'll give it to Koster near midcourt. And now they'll snap it right side. Open for three is Straka, and he hits the three. Wow, what a start here for Kearney High. Sam Straka strokes in the three-pointer. And Kearney with an early 5-0 lead. Almost over and back, but Robertson has it. They kick it out. Open for three is Burt. That's off the heel. No good there. And rebounded by Stroh. So Stroh pulls down the board, and they'll throw it up ahead very quickly here for Straka. Back out for Schwarz. Schwarz pass intended for Koster ends up in the student body section, who has her logo, by the way. Student body over there dressed up as broadcasters from ESPN. Their logo looks like my logo. And across the timeline here is Schwarz. Schwarz will give right wing for Straka. Straka to Koster. Lob pass down low. Kick out. Here's an open three. No good for Studi. A good look at it. Offensive board. That's Straka. Straka in trouble. Has it stolen away. I think they're going to call a foul. That might be on Kearney High. Yeah, trying to get the ball back. That is going to be on Kearney High. And so Straka with his first foul of the ball game. Team's first as well. So across the timeline comes Charlie Easley. Easley takes it all the way down the baseline. He's going to kick out here for Jablonski. Entry pass wide open in underneath as Robertson, and Robertson missed the reverse layup. Pulling down the board there is Stroh. Here comes Kearney High on the run. Back to Stroh. Trail three. He thought about it. Don't pull the trigger. Now he's going to drive. Now he's going to flip. It's going to be too strong. And rebounded by Easley. Good look there. Long pass up ahead. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul. Studi was down there stride for stride with Joe Dvorak. And they're going to call Studi for the little push. And had the, I think that's the right call. It's going to belong here to Pius. It's now second on Kearney High. Could have been a no call because it was going to be Pius basketball anyway. But that was the right call. Easley in the lane. Will pivot, shoot over top of Koster. No good. And rebound is ripped out by Straka. So Straka comes up with the board. Koster on the bounce. He'll bring up ahead here. He looks to that left side. And they'll kick it out for Straka. Now the handoff here for Schwarz as Kearney will set up a half-court offense. 5:40 to go, quarter number one. Bouncing here is Schwarz, and he has his pocket pick. That'll be a turnover. And then he tries to get it back, and he's going to commit the foul. Carson Schwarz with the foul. Dvorak was dribbling up court after making the steal, and then they commit the foul. Kearney will make the first substitutions. Royce Austin will check in with Brett Obermiller. So Obermiller and Austin, the first subs here for Kearney High, who lead it here 5-0. And Pius inbounds to Jablonski. They bring around here for Robertson. Off the screen, driving in here is going to be Easley. Easley will get the bucket and the foul. He worked his way around Seth Stroh. And boy, did he show some balance there. Easley with the bucket. And they're going to give that one to Stroh. That's his first. So three fouls on Kearney High on three different players. Now Easley at the free throw line for the and one, and he makes it. So Easley gets the bucket, gets the hoop and the harm. Kearney's across the timeline. On the dribble here is going to be Obermiller. He'll give it to Austin, and they'll set things back out here for Schwarz. Austin now gets it on that left wing, working against a little pressure there by Dvorak. He'll work around the perimeter. Now right side with it is going to be Obermiller. Back out for Koster. Koster gives to Schwarz. Schwarz has his pocket pick, stolen away again. This time Burt's got it. He's going to drive. He's going to flip. No good. Offensive board going up is Dvorak. Dvorak lost the ball, and Koster comes up with it. So Koster will dribble out with the basketball here, and he'll put up a little runner. That one will not fall, and the rebound still being fought for. Saved. Nope, he's out of bounds. Saved momentarily by Schwarz, but Schwarz had already been out of bounds. So we got 4:37 to go here in a very energetic first quarter. Bearcats still with a lead. Now it's 5-3. They scored the first 5 points of the game. Dvorak's across the timeline. Bearcats will trap there, and they just throw it away. Again, Pius turns the ball over in the face of the Kearney High pressure. They just throw that pass out of bounds. Back to work is going to be Sam Straka here for Kearney High. He'll come in. Obermiller will check out. So Austin will play point guard here. No, he's going to inbound, and actually Schwarz will bring it up. So Schwarz brings it in the offensive end. We'll give it here left side for Stroh. Stroh working against Jablowski. We'll give it to Austin. Royce has it, and we'll throw right side here for Cannon Koster. Koster off a screen. They fought through the screen just in time. Jablowski got there, otherwise he was going to pull the trigger. And now Schwarz is going to drive. Dish in underneath for Stroh. It's going to be slapped away by the Thunderbolts. And Kearney will inbound on the baseline. They lead it 5-3, exactly midway through quarter number one. And Cannon Koster will toss in for Schwarz. Back to Koster from the free throw line. Koster working against Jablonski. Ball fake. Gets fouled by Jablonski and will go with the line. They got Austin Jablonski in the air just a scant, just a bit. Got him off balance and then leaned into him and got to the free throw line. Ball hung on the rim but would not work its way over the top of it. So Koster, set a school record for consecutive made free throws, makes a free throw here. Set that record earlier this year heading into the conference tournament. He makes the first of two. Now the second one is in the senior's hands. It's up and in and out, no good. And Jablonski will pull down the board. He'll dribble all the way across the timeline and will bounce it here for Burt. It will set up the offense, gives right side for Dvorak. And now slowing it way down is going to be easily takes it near midcourt. And now we'll give it to Robertson. Errant pass, intercepted by Schwarz. Schwarz gives it to Koster. Koster misses the dunk, and it's going to go out of bounds. Koster tried the one-handed throwdown and just lost the grip of it just enough as it will go out of bounds. We'll give a little bit of credit here to Pius as well, because after the turnover, they didn't give up on the play, did not allow that to be uncontested. That was a contested play. So 6-3 here, 3.5 to go, and the ball is going to be inbounded here for Charlie Easley. And Easley throws up ahead here for Robertson. Robertson throws it here for Rada, and Rada is going to drive and score. Colby Rada gets the bucket. So he comes in off the bench and makes an immediate contribution. And now Kearney will work the ball in the offensive end. Here's Schwarz giving it to Koster. Koster in the lane. A fadeaway from 15 feet, no good, and rebound by Easley. Easley with the board, and we're going to have a little hand check foul called here on Kearney High. Obermiller called for the foul. Now on the bounce here is going to be Easley. Easley's going to take his time with 2:52 to go. Almost looked like they were looking for the last shot. A.J. Applegate helps work it back around. Pass is deflected. Tracking it down here is going to be Easley. Easley gets it back here as it was in the hands of Applegate for a little bit. Now Applegate has it between the circles. He'll throw right side here for Easley. Easley will shoot a three. No good. And the rebound by Stroh. So Stroh pulls down the board. Quickly up ahead for Schwarz. Schwarz shot no good. Stroh with the tip. And we've got a whistle in underneath. And it's going to be a foul here on Pius. So good work there by Seth Stroh after the miss. He couldn't get the putback to fall, but he did get himself to the free throw line as the foul is going to be whistled here on Colby Rada. That will be his first. Stroh with the first of two free throws, and he hit the front of the rim and pushed it forward and adds to Kearney's lead as it rolls around. It's now 7-5, and Stroh now with 3 points in the ballgame. Second free throw for the sophomore is on the way, and that one is pure. Strokes that one in easily, 8-5. Kearney has led throughout, scored the first 5 points of the game. Robertson will skip the ball on that right side for Easley. Easley's going to penetrate, shoots over the top of Studi. Shot's going to be no good, and rebound ripped out of there by Kearney High. Snagging the board there was Obermiller. A three-pointer here for Koster in transition. That's going to be no good. Pulled out by Owens here for Pius. Entry pass down low in transition. Shot won't fall for Rada. And that's going to be rebounded by Kearney High. Stroh dribbles out with it. Now with it is Schwarz. Schwarz, oh, wide open end underneath. Obermiller. They didn't know where Obermiller was. And Straka does what a good point guard does. He found him. And that will equal Kearney's biggest lead of the ball game. They lead it 10-5. Minute and a half to go here. Pass on the high post. Dribbling here is Applegate. Applegate gives it in the lane. And Applegate will get it off here for Robertson. Robertson with the bucket. And now we're going to have a walk in underneath for Kearney High. They're in transition and they'll turn the ball over. So Bearcats lose possession of the ball with a minute 16 to go here in quarter number one. And so on the bounce here is going to be Joe Burt. Burt brings it up, gives right wing. Over there for Rada. Rada finds a cutter. What a great pass inside for Harmon. Holton Harmon with the bucket. So it's now 10-9. Kearney's had the lead throughout, and we're in the final minute of the first quarter. With it is Cannon Koster. Koster off of a screen, steps through that screen now, and the ball knocked around. Now it's going to be a turnover on Kearney High. Pius will push it up ahead here, driving his Rada. Rada a little fadeaway over traffic. That's no good. Great job boxing out in underneath there by the Bearcats, and the ball just hits the floor, and Cannon Koster is going to come up with it. He'll give for Schwarz. Backdoor cut to Studi. Studi makes the catch, and there's going to be a charge called. Seeing what was happening and stepping in underneath there was Jackson Owens. Owens was right underneath the basket, and there is not a restricted line in high school basketball. So the foul is going to be called here on Studi. That will be his second. And that will serve as a turnover for the Bearcats as well. Pius has plenty of time here, 25.7 to go before the end of quarter number one. They've got the ball and the opportunity to go on top as we would head to the second quarter. Burt on the bounce, going to be picked up by Carson Schwarz as he brings it across the timeline. Not closely guarded just yet. Now they're starting to count it off. Burt's got it with 10 to go. Burt dribbles, double team there, and the pass going to be deflected. Koster comes up with it. Koster has it with 4 seconds left. Koster with three. Ball fake, open three, and it's short. A great look there for Kearney High at the buzzer, but Cannon Koster could not make the three, and so we'll head to the second quarter with Kearney on top, 10-9. Quarter number two, and it will be Pius basketball when we come back after this.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. On Kearney for a free estimate.
Struggling with the multiple decisions that need to be made in order to achieve your yield goals? Are you looking for that trusted partner who can help provide real yielding solutions for those decisions? At Aurora Cooperative, we pride ourselves in knowing yield and being a partner who listens to your needs and then builds strategies to achieve your farm's goal one field at a time. Aurora Cooperative yield experts are ready to meet your demanding farm needs and put your cooperative to work for your farm and for your future. Contact us today at one of our local Aurora Yield Centers to get your 2018 plan started off on the right foot. Aurora Cooperative, putting owner's equity to work.
Our broadcast booth is brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road here in Lincoln, bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to just simple roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. Pius down 10-9, has the basketball as promised. They work around here easily, being trapped. Good work there by Sam Straka, but they're able to get the ball out here for Jablowski. They're going to skip it over there for Dvorak. Dvorak will drive, dump right side for Jablowski. Jablowski will kick out here for Burt. Burt, low penetration out to Dvorak. Good ball movement here by Pius. The Bearcats playing great defense, and then slipping in underneath is going to be Robertson, and Robertson will get a great pass from Jablowski, and Robertson will get the score and give Pius their first lead of the game at 11-10. Cats trying to answer back here. Straka will throw it between the circles for Schwarz. Schwarz still has it on the bounce, and we'll give it for Brett Obermiller. Over for Koster. They clear things out. Koster, extra pass down low, and it's going to be swiped away. That'll be a Bearcat turnover. Had the right idea. On the run here is going to be Easley. Easley's going to get the bucket and the foul. They're going to call a block in transition there. Not a lot of contact, but enough for Charlie Easley to have an and one. Well, they outlet it to him, and he is just so cat quick. And the foul was on Sam Straka. That's going to be his second. And so Easley at the line will finish the three-point play. And it's now Pius up here 13-10. Free throw off that back heel. No, going to be no good. Tip back out to Koster. Koster, errant pass. That's going to be another turnover. Up ahead here for Burt. Burt will kiss it off the glass, and they'll score in transition. So it's now 16-10, and a timeout being taken here by Kearney High. 6:37 to go here. Second quarter, a thunderbolt run here, and Kearney is down by six this timeout. Brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney. We'll return to Pius right after this.
The Midwinter Cabin Fever Reliever is coming February 10th. It's the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Pro Team Design and Dinsdale Automotive. Highlighted by the prime time contest between Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy, two nationally recognized programs. Buy day-long admissions at one low price from Ticketmaster. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 10th. Order them online now at Ticketmaster.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Reminder that the internet streaming of high school games on the Platte River Radio Group of Stations and at PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and even here in Lincoln. Bearcats down by six. Call the timeout, and I'll bring in the offensive end. Work around the perimeter now. Left side with it is Schwarz. Schwarz on the bounce, facing some man-to-man here. And he's used up his dribble. Five-second count going on. He's able to kick it out for Stroh. Stroh will fire a three. That's going to be no good. And rebound taken out by Easley. Long outlet pass for Jablowski. And Jablowski's going to score. So Kearney couldn't get the three to fall, and it turns into 2 points in the other end in the span of about 3 seconds. Kick left side for Straka. He'll shoot the three. That's going to be off the heel. That's no good. On the run is Dvorak after the rebound. He'll step through. He'll run over the defender, and they're going to call a block. Nope, that's the charge. I thought Kearney was going to react a little bit better than that. Stepping in to take the charge was Sam Straka, and I thought it was an easy call. But just the body language of the Bearcats made me think, what? They called it the other way? But as it is, that's a good defensive play there by Straka, as Dvorak is going to be called for the foul. That essentially serves as a turnover for the Bolts. Bearcats need a bucket, though. Right wing with it is Koster. Koster is picked up there by Robertson. Pass is deflected on that left side, but Schwarz is able to track it down on the sideline. He's working against Burt, and he'll have his pocket picked by Burt. Another Kearney turnover. Pass on the run, and Easley will try the layup. Missed it. Rebounded by Kearney High. And the Bearcats will throw it up ahead. They got numbers, and then it's deflected, and the Bearcats turn it over. Great work down low, and now on the run here is Easley. Easley's going to kick in the corner for Burt. Burt back out left side for Dvorak. Three-pointer no good. We got a rebound, but a foul. Robertson got the rebound, but there's going to be a foul there on Studi, and that's going to be his third. So he's got three, and Royce Austin is going to come in for him. Also checking into the ball game is Jaden Engen. So to the line here is going to be Robertson. Robertson will have two free throws. So front end of a one and run. Well, that's a moot point because he hit the free throw. So he'll earn the bonus. And it's now 18-10. Kearney is down by eight. Well, this is a 13-0 run here for the Thunderbolts, because Kearney did have a 10-5 lead. Second free throw rolls around and is no good, but an offensive board in underneath, and the shot is good by Rada. So Rada makes the putback. This is a 16-0 run by Pius. For Koster on the baseline, double team, kick out, penetration, Stroh shot, no good. Rebound ripped out by Easley. So Easley brings up ahead. Easley goes all the way in, and Easley's going to kiss it off the glass. It's good. And the streak continues here, 18 in a row for Pius. And a timeout for Kearney High. I haven't seen anybody do this to the Bearcats in a long time. But right now, Pius on an 18-0 run, leads at home against the Bearcats, 23-10. This timeout brought to you by E&T Positions at Kearney. We're back to Lincoln right after this.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specialize in you.
What's the big news? The big news is Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, taking place January 6th through the 13th. During this show, you can get the best prices of the year on the best used boats available. Buzz's will have lots of premium used boats on hand that have been completely checked out and detailed, and they come with a rock-solid warranty. So find out more and read all about it at buzzesmarine.com. Family fun launches from here during Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, January 6th through the 13th, 5th and Central Kearney.
Time out brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. Ball inbounded here for Royce Austin. Bearcats desperately need a bucket. They trail it 23-10. Driving is Koster. Koster jump fake. Will kick here on the right side, giving it for Engen. Back out for Royce Austin. Now they give it to Koster. Koster top of the key. Has a little bounce. Elevates from 15 feet away. Shot's going to be good. Shooter's touch there. That ball hit the iron, but just died there and then slipped in the cylinder. Stops an 18-0 Pius run. Ball on the inside here. Losing it is easily. He's able to kick it out. He'll get it out for Rada. Rada missed the three-pointer. We're going to have a reach-in foul after Royce Austin pulled down the rebound. So Austin with the board. Pius with the miss, and then they commit the foul. And that will be on Robertson. That's his first. 8 fouls against Kearney High. 4 have been whistled against Pius the 10th. And across the timeline here is Carson Schwarz. Andrew pass down low for Koster. Koster being double teamed is able to get it out for Schwarz. Back around the perimeter we go. Now left side, Stroh has it. Stroh can't shoot over the hands of Jackson Owens. They'll get it inside, and driving in there and scoring is going to be Cannon Koster. So Koster with a nice little drive there. Cuts the lead down to 9. So Kearney's starting to answer back after that long run here by the Thunderbolts. And they knock the ball loose. Can they come up with it? Stroh can't come up with it. They're going to call it over and back. It was last touched in the front court by Pius. It was knocked loose initially there by Austin, but then Pius tipped it, then went in the backcourt and got it. So it's going to be over and back. There was undoubtedly a Kearney High tip there, but there had to be a second Pius tip after that. Right wing, Engen's going to try to enter it in for Koster, and they're going to say it went off Koster's hands, as it will go out of bounds. And Koster tapped the 4-4 on the front of his jersey and said, my bad. Burt gets the inbounds here for Pius. Working against the pressure of Schwarz, brings the offensive end. Somehow made the long pass. The tip is going to be no good after the shot. Rebound in the hands here of Stroh, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by the Bearcats. Well, Pius knifing in there as they threw it across and trying to tip it up for the bucket was going to be Rada. And we got a timeout being taken here. I think Kearney's going to call another timeout. They've called their third timeout here in the first half. There's 2:59 to go here in the third quarter. They trail it 23-14, and we'll be back to Pius after this.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
And welcome back. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Kearney has called 3 timeouts, and we've got 3 minutes to go in the first half. But you got to right the ship. Called timeout a couple of times during that 18-0 run for Pius, and another timeout here just a moment ago. Ball's going to be inbounded for Thomas Robertson. Robertson will give it back out for Dvorak. Dvorak will drive here against Schwarz. Will spin, take it off last. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Royce Austin. So Austin comes up with it. The ball is loose again. And they're going to say that it's Pius ball. And I don't know why. The arrow's pointing to Kearney High. Looked like a hell ball to me. It was close to the baseline, but I didn't think any of the Bearcats were on the baseline. In any event, it's going to be Pius basketball. And Kearney's not arguing. Charlie Easley on the dribble. Easley stops on that baseline, kicks it back around. They'll give it left side. Here's Dvorak for three. Off the heel, no good. And over the back is going to be Thomas Robertson. So Robertson with the foul. And the Kearney High faithful, a little bit of a mock cheer, because they call the foul here on Pius. It's five on Pius, eight on Kearney High. It's not like there's a huge disparity there. 23-14 is our score. Kearney needs a bucket in the worst way possible with 2.5 to go. As Carson Schwarz brings across, he's picked up man-to-man here by A.J. Applegate. Came in during the stoppage. And they'll get it to Schwarz here again, who throws it down low for Stroh. Stroh kicks out. Here's a three-pointer by Obermiller. It's no good. And rebounded by Jablonski. So Jablonski pulls down the three. And kick here left side for Applegate. Applegate gives it off for Easley. Easley working against the pressure of Obermiller. Will give the ball back out. Applegate has it again. Now right side with it is Burt. Burt's going to drive. Shoot over the top of Koster. No good. And rebounded by Stroh. So Kearney weathers the storm there, and we're going to have another foul here. This one's going to be on Jablonski. And for Austin Jablonski, that's going to be, I had that being his second. They said second, but they only put one up there on the scoreboard. I'm going to go with what I think to be true and give that his second. So ball inbounded here for the Cats, and Schwarz will face full court pressure by A.J. Applegate. And Schwarz in the offensive end. And there's going to be a reaching foul called here on Applegate. So he's got the foul, and to the free throw line, here's going to go Carson Schwarz for the front end of a 1-1. He's an 80% free throw shooter and hits the back of the heel. That's just, again, kind of how the day's going here for Kearney High. 80% free throw shooter, can't hit one. So coming out with it is going to be Dvorak. And a little elevation here for Easley. Easley rattles it in, shooting over the top of the defense. They're going to call a little touch foul, and he gets the shot to fall. Obermiller going to be called for a real soft touch foul. And the basket will be good. And yet another and one opportunity here for Easley. He's got 10 in the game. And he'll try to add on to his 10 and make this a little bit larger lead, and does. So Easley now with 11. The lead is 12 here for Pius. And Kearney with a minute 20 to go is on the bounce. Schwarz will give right side here for Studi. Back to Schwarz. Schwarz is going to drive. Bounce pass for Stroh. Inside for Koster. Koster gets a bucket and foul. Good extra pass in there by Seth Stroh to set up Koster. And Koster with a touch foul on the body as well. And the foul will be on Jackson Owens. So Koster tries to cut into the lead with one free throw. Hits the back of the heel. No good. Bearcats are only 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and they usually shoot better than that. Kick right side for Easley. He's open for three. Can't get it to go, and Koster is going to pull down the rebound. So Koster will bring it up ahead. He'll stop at the free throw line, and he'll kick the ball to Studi. Back out for Schwarz. Schwarz can dribble if he wants to, and he'll go right side. Stroh wants the ball. Now they'll clear out there. Cycling through here, getting the pass is going to be Engen. Engen kicks in the corner. Open for three is Studi, and Studi will drain the three. Good look there to kick the ball out to Studi, and he cuts the lead down to 7. 31 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Kick right side for Burt in the lane. Good extra pass, but it won't fall here for Owens. But then the offensive board and bucket by Easley. So he'll make the putback. And now 15 seconds here for Kearney High. Schwarz on the drive. Kick right side. Three-pointer won't fall. This time for Engen. Long rebound taken out by Easley. Easley drives, flips off glass. Good. He got the rebound on one end, the bucket on the other, and there's the horn. And with that turn of events, momentum and an 11-point lead belong to Pius X. It's 30-19 as we head to the locker rooms. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check, too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to andersonbros.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Gramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back here to Pius. We're at halftime where the Thunderbolts have a 30-19 lead here over Kearney High. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, it started late in the first quarter, but an 18-0 run for Pius the 10th allowed them to build the lead that we see on the scoreboard right now. They lead it by a score of 30-19 here at intermission. Let's check the numbers here. First of all, for Pius, leading the way for them is Charlie Easley. Easley has 15 points and 6 rebounds. He averages 17 on the season. He's almost at his season average here at halftime. So he's got 15 and 6. Thomas Robertson has 5 points and a rebound. Kobe Rada off the bench has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Joe Burt with a couple of points and a couple of boards. Austin Jablowski with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Holton Harmon also with 2 points here in the first half. Unofficially, Pius is 13 of 28 shooting, 46.4% in the game. They haven't hit a 3-pointer yet, but they're 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, and they have been able to pull down 15 rebounds and played at a very high pace, but have turned the ball over only 6 times so far here in the ballgame. The Bearcats have turned it over 11. That's one of the reasons why Kearney is trailing here at halftime by a score of 30-19. 11 turnovers, down by 11. We'll take another quick break, and we'll take a look at the numbers for Kearney High when we return to Pius right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business.
They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Lincoln. Pius has the lead over the Bearcats by a score of 30-19. And let's check the numbers here for Kearney High. And leading the way so far is Cannon Koster. He's got 7 points and a couple of rebounds. Seth Stroh has 4 points, 5 rebounds. Matt Studi with 3 points in the game. Sam Straka with 3 and 2 rebounds. Brett Obermiller with a couple of points and a couple of boards. Royce Austin also with a rebound here for Kearney High. Cats unofficially 7 of 17 from the floor, shooting 41.2%. 2 of 6 from three-point range, which is salvageable. That's 33%. And 3 of 6 from the free throw line. But again, 11 turnovers here in the first half have set up some opportunities and some layups for Pius. And that's why Pius has shot the ball a little bit better, because they've been able to hit some layups. Bearcats even have a missed dunk. It's just been one of those games where they shoot free throws better than what they're shooting today, and they're not getting it done. They take care of the ball normally better than what they're doing today, but they're not getting it done. And right now, they've just got to kind of right the ship a little bit. I don't think they have to change anything schematically. They just need to execute a little bit better as they trail here at halftime by a score of 30-19. I have an update for you over in Loup City. Right now, Arcadia Loup City, undefeated on the year, is leading Ravenna in boys basketball 14-12 there at the end of the first quarter over on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget, tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, yeah, there'll be Luplat Conference wrestling in the afternoon, but then when Southwest comes to town, we'll have the girl-boy doubleheader for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So we'll have Bearcat basketball for you tomorrow on the FM 98.9. Again, here at halftime, Thunderbolts lead at home over Kearney High by a count of 30-19. And we'll take a quick break. We'll return and wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The sinister cries haunted Mary through the night. Dawn neared, and still the voice tormented her. She ran towards the safety of her car, flung open the door, and a coyote had somehow gotten locked inside. But the damaged interior was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Coyote Carpool, August 1st, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This is Brandy with the Simonson Agency. Come see me today and see if you are getting the best value. Located in the strip mall west of Apple Market in Kearney.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And welcome back here to Pius, and listening to Sweet Caroline, the strains of Sweet Caroline from the Pius Band makes me think that, you know, as a nation, we got a lot of problems, but one thing we can all agree on is people like Neil Diamond. So there's that. Bearcats trailing here at intermission by a count of 30-19. And again, do not need to hit the panic button. Need to try to slow things down on the offensive end a little bit and see if they can get Pius to turn the ball back over. In the early strains of the game, it was Pius that was playing a little bit too fast. They were turning the ball over, and Kearney had a 10-5 lead. But then after that, an 18-0 run, usually caused by some turnovers and some rush shots here for the Cats. So they just have to kind of find themselves and kind of, you know, slow it down a little bit. Let the game come to them and take better care of the basketball. That would be our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weegis and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds of Success for a better yield start with Pioneer. One more Seeds of Success. You may want to keep a close eye on Charlie Easley. Easley, 15 points here in the first half. And again, he's doing much of the heavy lifting here for Pius. So the Bearcats need to kind of know where he's at as well. Where we're at is right here at Pius on A Street here in Lincoln. Glad you could join us from Nebraska's capital city. Randy Bushcutter, our engineer Jeff Ekstrom, back in the studios. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on KXPN Radio. And again, tomorrow we'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 when Lincoln Southwest comes to town to take on Kearney High in a girl-boy doubleheader, and we'll have those games for you tomorrow at around 6 o'clock or so. And that will be after the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals that Doug will have for you around 2 or 3 o'clock. So inbound of the ball here is going to be Studi, so the Bearcats will have first possession here in the second half, and they bring it up ahead. Koster has it and gives it left side for Schwarz, and they'll work the ball back around right wing. A little penetration here by Straka. Straka gives it out for Schwarz. Schwarz gives it to Studi on that right side. Back to Schwarz. Koster left side has a screen. He'll roll it inside for Stroh. Stroh looks for a cutter. Open top of the key is Schwarz, and he drains the three. There you go. Good entry. Kick back out. Cats are now down by only eight. So that's a good start here to the second half. Good offensive look for Kearney High. With it here is on the bounce going to be Burt. Burt throws it inside for Jablowski. Jablowski will kick it into the corner. Good ball movement to give it out to Easley. Back inside for Jablowski. This time a double team. Kick out for Burt. He's going to shoot a three. Off the iron, no good. Offensive board. They lean in. Shot won't fall. And snagging the bound here is going to be Stroh. So a couple of opportunities here, but they couldn't get the shot to fall. And now the pass is going to be deflected, and Kearney's just going to get away from it. They could have tracked it down in the corner, but then they would have been pinned. But the skip pass over there by Straka is deflected. So an opportunity for Burt in underneath there earlier, but they couldn't get that one to go. Here Kearney will give it to Koster. Koster's going to drive. Koster kisses it off the glass. Good drive there by Cannon Koster, and he cuts the lead down to six. So Kearney with a nice little mini run here. Five straight points to start the second half, and they're going to skip it in the corner for Dvorak for Pius, and Dvorak's three is in and out about three-quarters of the way down, and then Stroh will pull down the board. Stroh gives it to Schwarz. Schwarz, great ball fake, takes it off glass, and he hits the bucket. The run continues here for Kearney High. They've got the first seven of the second half, and a timeout for Pius, and the folks from Kearney are on their feet. It's 30-26. Bolts with the lead and the ball. Kearney with the momentum. And a timeout brought to you by ENT Positions. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, it's been a game of runs. Kearney started on a 5-0 run. Later, they had another 5-0 run. Well, now they start the second half on a 7-0 run to not erase, but reduce an 11-point halftime deficit. They've cut it to four. Pius was forced to call the timeout. And now here come the Thunderbolts and the offensive end. Easley will kick here left side for Joe Burt. Back to Easley. 1-3-1 zone right now for Kearney High. But they are definitely going to know where Easley's at, where whatever defense they're running. They give it to Jablowski. Jablowski gives left side, and getting started over there, Easley will take an extra step. That'll be a turnover. Now, again, there was an 18-0 run for Pius late in the first quarter into the second. And that's what Kearney's been trying to fight back against ever since then. Schwarz on the dribble. Schwarz will kick it here left side. Back to Schwarz now. Studi cycles through. They'll give it to Koster. Koster well behind that three-point arc, working against the pressure of Robertson. And he'll just kick it top of the circle. Here's a three by Straka. In and out, no good. And Jablowski pulls down the board for Pius. And he'll bring it across the line himself. Still has his dribble. We'll give it to Easley. Easley will knife in the lane. Kick out. Here comes Dvorak. Dvorak, a little hand check foul. They're going to be on Straka. That's a pretty soft touch foul on Straka, especially since that is going to be his third. So Straka, with the foul, is going to have to come out of the ball game. Checking in is going to be Jaden Engen. Ball going to be thrown in the backcourt. Catching it over his shoulder there is Dvorak as he's working against the pressure here of Studi. Dvorak will hand off here for Burt. Burt will drive in, shoot over top of Studi, no good. Jablowski with the rebound. And then Koster says enough of that. He'll pull down the board. And they'll give it to Schwarz. Great ball fake. He's going to kick right side. Open for three is Engen. And Engen drains the three. Jaden Engen will stroke in the three-pointer, and we've got a one-point ball game. Easley hasn't scored here. In fact, nobody for Pius has scored here in the second half. Dvorak will kick the ball left side for Robertson. Now right wing here for Easley. Easley working against Engen. Elevates, shoots, and rattles it in. That's pretty good defense. Charlie Easley was just better than that. And he's going to knock the inbounds, the pass away. It's going to stay with Kearney High here, but nearly stolen away by Pius. So now they'll roll it to Koster. And Koster, everybody else is going to kind of just drop back. A little token defense there by Robertson. And Koster will dribble it up across here. 4:18 to go. Koster will flip out for Engen. Engen now will flip it for Koster. Koster could try an NBA three if he wanted to here. Now they set a screen. Now he's more open. Now he strokes it. Good screen set to get Koster that space to feel a little more comfortable and shoot that one in rhythm. Good work there setting the screen by Seth Stroh. And Kearney has tied it now at 32. That 11-point deficit is bye-bye. Dvorak gives left side easily for three. No good. Rebound by Engen. And Engen will let traffic clear a little bit. Give it to Stroh, or Schwarz, rather. And Schwarz is going to be fouled by Easley. That's a frustration foul there by Charlie Easley. That's not even his guy. And he was trying to be the hero and make the steal there after missing a couple of three-pointers. That's just his first foul of the game. But that one's caused by a frustration here for Charlie Easley. So across the timeline, here's Carson Schwarz. And he'll give it for Studi. Studi, little ball fake, gets it for Koster. Koster will have his pass deflected. That's going to be a Kearney High turnover. That was a no-look pass, and still they diagnosed it. On the run here is Easley. Easley spins in the lane. Shot good. He created his own space there in transition, and that big pivot turns into a turnaround jumper. Pius back on top, 34-32. Skip pass in the corner for Koster. Koster for three. Off the iron, no good. Offensive board is going to be tipped out. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Saved by Seth Stroh. It's going to go off of Pius. We'll give Stroh credit for the rebound here. And the ball will stay here with Kearney High. Well, if they don't step in there, Koster was hoping for that three saved by Stroh. Because nobody picked him up. He doesn't miss two in a row very often. Schwarz will give it right side. Not a great pass. Studi's able to save it. And they get the ball back out here for Stroh. Stroh steps through the double team, and they're going to call a charge. Easley with the courage to stand in there and accept the charge, especially after getting a foul just moments ago. The foul on Stroh is just his second. Studi is going to come out. Brett Obermiller going to come in for him. Kearney was down by 11. They were able to tie things up at 32, and now they're down by 2. 34-32, and number 34 with the ball. He'll hand off here for Rada. Kobe Rada gives it back out to Easley over there. Number 34 on the bounce, And he'll give it back to Rada. Rada going to take it inside the three-point arc. Not really do a whole lot with it, and he's going to kick the ball back out here for Easley. Easley trying to find some space. He'll get here left side for Robertson. Robertson kicks in the corner for Applegate. It came in a moment ago. Applegate gets the ball back in that corner, and he's going to be picked up defensively by Ankin, and the ball's knocked loose. Coming up with it is Schwarz. Schwarz is going to drive, and he's going to lay it in. Carson Schwarz is having a great second half here. A couple of steals, and that one was not an easy layup that tied it at 34. So here comes Applegate. Applegate jump stop in the lane. They're going to call a little push here on Kearney High before he was able to get up a shot. And that's going to be on Schwarz. That's going to be his second is all. And on the baseline, Pius will inbound it. Minute 58 to go here in a very entertaining basketball. We're in the third quarter. And Easley working against Koster. Double team. He gets help. Koster then really puts the pressure on. He's able to flip it out here for Robertson. Robertson in the lane. Little bunny hook, and he's able to hit the shot. Shot was altered inside by Koster, but tip your hat to Robertson, who still made the shot anyway. Entry for Stroh. Flip out here. Here's a three by Engen. Off the iron, no good, and rebounded by Easley. So Easley will pull down the board. And slowly across the timeline comes Easley. He's picked up by Schwarz. The flip out here for Applegate. He'll shoot the three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped out to Applegate. He gets his own rebound. And we're going to have a little hand check foul here on Kearney High. That's going to be the fourth on the Cats here in the second half. And that's going to be just the first here on Jaden Engen. 1:14 to go here, third quarter, 36-34. Thunderbolts with the lead. Kearney has not had a lead here in the second half. They trailed by 11 at halftime. And throwing it in is going to be Holton Harmon. And Harmon will get the ball to Rada. Back there left side for Burt. Burt gives it inside. And a little runner up there by Jackson Owens. Nice little entry pass for Owens, who gets the bucket. Pushes the lead out to four. Final minute here of the third quarter. Carson Schwarz gives left side for Engen. Back to Schwarz. Schwarz will give it to Koster on that right side. Staying right with him is Joe Burt. And dribbling is Koster. Koster works against Burt. Will flip it off glass and score. And there's a foul in there somewhere. Cannon Koster had a high screen, drove in, found the seam, kissed it off the glass. And we're going to have a little touch foul. And that's going to be on Holton Harmon. So Koster for the and one opportunity here with 41.6 to go in the third quarter. Koster bends the knees, fires the free throw. It's up and good. And Koster now with 15 in the game. 38 seconds to go. Ball in the backcourt. Joe Burt has it, and he'll get the ball over for Harmon. Harmon's across the timeline, and he'll bounce it for Applegate. Back inside for Harmon. Extra pass as they kick it back out here for Burt. He's going to fire the three. That's going to be short. Goree trying to get the rebound. It's knocked loose by Goree, and Koster's going to come up with it. So Koster with the board. 17 to go here for Kearney High, and Koster now gets the ball back now that he's crossed the midcourt stripe. 5-second count going on as Burt was pressuring him, and now with 7 to go, Koster still has it. Koster will elevate, fire the three, off the iron, no good. Goree with the tip. Goree gets another rebound, tries to throw it up, and he can't come up with it. So Kearney had a good look at the three, not a bad look at the tip, but they can't quite take the lead here in the second half, but they trail by 11 at halftime. They've cut it down to one as we head to the fourth quarter. Our score, 38-37 here at Pius when we come back after this.
Winter sports are here, and your streaming home for all Platte River Radio games is PlatteRiverPreps.com. Games on Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 AM KHAS, and ESPN 14 all available online thanks to Barney Insurance. You'll find a sports schedule for future broadcasts so you'll know we have your team covered. All of this online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And welcome back here to Pius. And again, wouldn't it be great to have Shiloh Robinson, the 6'7 junior, but that hand injury, that's still one thing that just kind of what if on this season so far here for Kearney High. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to Game of Life, two locations in Kearney. These two teams have been playing very aggressive. Sportsmanship has been good, but they've been banging on each other and playing at a very fast pace. The ball inbounded here for Easley as Pius had the arrow. And so Kearney will drop back on defense. The ball's inside here for Burt. He's going to kick it out. Spinning here is Dvorak. Dvorak thought about the shot, but he'll kick it back out for Burt. Burt's going to drive against Koster. Too strong, and the rebound is going to be ripped out of there by Jablonski. So Jablonski will keep the play alive here. And now they'll kick the ball back out for Easley. Easley penetrates, flips it in underneath, and they're going to say Easley walked with it. So Pius turns it over. Again, Kearney trying to make him play a little bit too fast. So here come the Cats. They bring in the offensive end. On the bounce here is going to be Studi. Studi gives it right side here for Carson Schwartz. Schwartz stops top of the circle. Kearney's down by one, shooting the three. Koster, good! Bearcats have the lead. Just slipping in underneath, and Kearney has the first lead of the second half, and the folks that made it from exit 272 are making some noise. The kick here on the left side, penetration by Robertson. They shut him off. Back top circle, Burt drives in the lane, bouncing around. He got a friendly home roll there as Joe Burt will roll it in. He's got four in the game, and we're tied at 40. So here's Schwarz on the bounce for Kearney High. He'll give it right wing. With it is Sam Straka. Straka missed the pass. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. And then a foul going to be called here on the Bearcats. Trying to get back with Straka. And Straka is going to commit his fourth foul. So he's out. And checking in for him is going to be Jaden Engen. 6:33 to go here. As Straka picks up foul number four. That's five as a team on the Cats. So they got one more foul here before Pius will start shooting free throws. Robertson will inbound it, give it toward Dvorak, and Studi knocked it loose, but Dvorak was able to track it down. Studi slipped a little bit there, and now we've got the ball thrown out of bounds. Pius just discombobulated. They just threw that one away. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged. So Kearney with the opportunity to go back on top again. So across the timeline is going to be Schwarz. Schwarz picked up there nicely by Burt. Schwarz will use up his dribble, and now on him is going to be Robertson. So he'll get the ball right side for Engen, and he'll get the ball out here for Studi. Studi's going to drive, kick out to Engen. In the corner there on the baseline is going to be Stroh, and they'll get the ball top of the circle here for Royce. Again, they are not leaving Cannon Koster. They're doing their best to double-team him, actually. They get the ball out here for Engen. Koster asking for a lob pass, but there's too much pressure put on the ball, so Engen will hand off here for Schwarz. Schwarz kicks out for Stroh, shoots the three, in and out, no good. Rebounds on the ground, and coming up with it is going to be Dvorak. So Dvorak is going to be on the run here for Pius. He'll take it to the length, and he'll lay it up and in. So Dvorak will make the bucket after the miss and then pulling down the rebound, and Kearney High is going to turn it over again. So here's a chance where Dvorak to add on to it. Maybe a little mini run here for Pius. 5:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bearcats down 42-40. Driving here is going to be Easley. And on the drive, before he could do much, a timeout called here by Pius. Timeout taken by the Thunderbolts. They lead it 42-40 with 5:14 to go here in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Did your crops lose their fertilizer to Mother Nature last spring? This year, you need to utilize Enzone as your nitrogen management aid. Enzone will enhance your fertilizer's efficiency so your crops will utilize the nitrogen that you give them. To get Endzone added to your fertilizer, talk to your local fertilizer or chemical retailer. If they don't have Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, encourage them to visit with Mid-Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com or call 308-468-6206.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back here to the broadcast booth brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. Charlie Easley, 19 points for Pius. Cannon Coster, 18 for the Bearcats. And Pius, with a two-point lead, will inbound the basketball here as they'll work around the perimeter. With it is Jablonski, top of the circle. Goree will pick him up. He came in during the timeout. They give it to Dvorak. Dvorak's going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Schwarz, and we're going to have a foul. The foul is going to be on Pius. And the foul will be on Jablonski. That's going to be his third. So down by two. Ball in the hands now of Cannon Coster. And Coster will be picked up by Robertson as soon as he gets across the timeline. He'll drive the lane. He'll pump fake. He'll lean in. He'll put up the shot, and he'll score. There was some contact, but no whistle. Coster has tied things up at 42. He created all that himself. He's cleared things out for him. On the drive here is going to be Easley. He'll kick the ball back out. They'll get it out for Robertson. Robertson, handoff here for Burt. Burt throws it nicely inside. Good pass in for Owens, and Owens gets the bucket and foul. A little hook pass, if you will, instead of a hook shot. They threw it in for Jackson Owens. Owens, with a good catch, went strong with it. And the foul is going to be called here on Kearney High. That'll be on Goree. That will be his first. So Owens, who hit the shot, now will go to the free throw line and finish the three-point play. 45-42, Thunderbolts up by three again. Kearney has had the lead sparingly here in the second half. They were down by 11 at halftime. With the dribble here is going to be Schwarz. Schwarz throws it between the circles for Cannon Coster. Coster kicks left side. Here's an open three. Engen, no good. And rebounded by Robertson. So Robertson will end the possession here. And Kearney High drops back on defense. Dribbling up here is going to be Dvorak. They don't shut him off, and Dvorak gets to the rack. There's a whistle, and he's going to get to the line. Joe Dvorak going in hard, running into the body of Seth Stroh. Stroh is called for his third foul of the game. And to the line is Joe Dvorak for two free throws. And he'll bend the knees, fire the free throw. It is up and good. And now the Thunderbolts have a four-point lead. Dvorak, a 58% free throw shooter on the season. Makes the first one and now makes the second. 47-42 bad guys midway through the fourth quarter here at Pius. Schwarz on the dribble. We'll throw it right side for Stroh. Stroh back to Schwarz. As now they're looking on that right side for Studi. Coster wants it in the backcourt. And he'll V-cut. He loses the basketball. It wasn't a great pass. He'll get on the ground. And we've got a tie ball, and we got a timeout. The ball was controlled momentarily by Easley and a timeout by one of his teammates. So the basketball is going to belong here to Pius. Kearney High's turned it over. 3:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thunderbolts 47, Bearcats 42. Timeout. Pius, we're back right after this.
Hitting home runs is sure a thrill, but more often than not, it's the small ball that wins the game in agriculture. At the Aurora Cooperative, we know that by managing the small increments, we can make a huge difference. Couple that with a competitive team who wants you and your farms to win, now that's a true yielding combination. Whether it's grain marketing, animal nutrition, providing agronomic solutions, or turning your corn into your ethanol, Aurora Cooperative's mission is to put equity to work in ways that produce yielding results for your operation. To learn more about the Aurora Cooperative, check out our website at auroracooperative.com. Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
Timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, and a good timeout taken by the Thunderbolts. The ball was controlled by Easley. Coster was about to tie it up, and the timeout was taken by Thomas Robertson. Got the official's attention, and Robertson will inbound the basketball. Bearcats will try to trap. They'll throw the ball up ahead here for Dvorak. Dvorak up ahead for Easley. Easley working against Stroh. What an athletic move that was. Easley will get the bucket. Stroh, playing safety there, made a great defensive play to make that a very tough shot, but Easley was up to the task. Here's Coster, down 49-42. He'll take it down low. He'll get to the line as he's fouled. He missed the shot, but he'll get himself to the line. Now, again, Coster on the season is an 85% free throw shooter. He'll have two free throws here. And he is 2-for-4 from the free throw line here in the game. Free throw is up off the back of the heel and no good. When was the last time Cannon Coster shot under 50% from the free throw line? My best guess is sometime in junior high. Second free throw by Coster is no good again. And rebound is ripped out of there by Pius. It's Owens who pulls down the board. So here's the flip out for Dvorak. Dvorak gives here left side for Burt. Burt's going to drive jump stop off glass. Good. That's an athletic move, too. There are some pretty good basketball fundamentals on display there by Joe Burt. And Thunderbolts lead by 9. Coster on the drive and a timeout being taken by Kearney High. And when you know it, they were calling while he was driving, and he hit the shot. In any event, 51-42, Bearcats call the timeout. We'll take the timeout with them as well. 2:45 to go here at Pius. We're back after this.
The Midwinter Cabin Fever Reliever is coming February 10th. It's the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Protein Design and Dinsdale Automotive. Highlighted by the primetime contest between Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy, two nationally recognized programs. Buy day-long admissions at one low price from Ticketmaster. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 10th. Order them online now at Ticketmaster.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
And welcome back here to Pius as the Bearcats trail at 51-42. And Kearney will inbound the basketball, getting it to Matt Studi. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians. Schwarz has it now. He's picked up there man-to-man by Joe Burt. Flip over here for Coster. Coster behind the three-point arc, but not in position to shoot. Gives it to Stroh. Stroh with the drive. Shot off glass, no good. And rebound pulled out by Robertson. So Bearcats can't score there, so they'll put pressure on the basketball. Dvorak will throw it across court here for Burt. Kearney's back defensively this time, so they'll go in the half-court look here. Dvorak is going to be hand-checked. Just a little foul here on Matt Studi, who now picks up his fourth of the game. And that's now 8 as a team here on Kearney High. And with 2:16 to go, to the free throw line is Joe Dvorak. He's got 4 in the game. And his free throw is good, so that'll earn him the second half of our 1-1. Again, Dvorak, a 58% free throw shooter. And he'll have one more coming up. And he'll hit that one as well. So Dvorak is perfect 4-0 from the free throw line. Koster, penetration, kicks out to Schwarz, right side. Here's an open three. Engen, no good. Koster tip, won't fall. And rebound pulled down by Dvorak. Dvorak comes up with the rebound. And we're going to have a foul here on Studi. Bearcats, with a minute 58 to go, have to commit some fouls. And for Studi, that is number 5, so he's out of the game. So Studi is out, and checking in for him is going to be Royce Austin. The free throw is banked in by Thomas Robertson. How do you know things are going your way? Well, there's an indication. How do you know things aren't going your way? And that's when Koster misses a dunk. Second free throw is up and good. And no good, rather. And rebound is taken out by Schwarz. Schwarz on the run here. We'll kick here left side. Back to Schwarz. Stroh was open momentarily down low. Then they get it to Stroh now. He's working against Jablowski. He'll kick out for Koster. Koster will drive. Run into Jablowski. Missed the shot. Stroh with the rebound. And now we're going to have a foul. And Seth Stroh will pull down the offensive rebound. That'll turn into a couple of free throws here as Charlie Easley is going to be called for his second foul of the game. And Koster's asking, why was there not a foul called there when I got hit on the body putting up the shot? And that's a valid question. Seth Stroh misses the first of two free throws. Kearney as a team right now from the free throw line is now 4 of 10. Pius is 10 of 12. The free throw is up and good. So the second one's good there for Stroh, who now has 5 in the game. Ball inbounded into the hands of Burt. Burt will go up here for Easley, and then Easley's going to be fouled by Stroh. If Stroh doesn't commit that foul, that's a layup. And the officials are conferring whether or not that's intentional. And it was intentional, but he made enough of a play on the ball that they're not going to call it. They did discuss it. That is 10 as a foul, though. And so Charlie Easley will go to the line and will be shooting 2. And the first one is good. Charlie Easley with 22 points in the game. 55-43, up by a dozen. Second free throw is up and good. So on the bounce here is going to come Carson Schwarz. Schwarz will help kick it right side for Stroh. Skip out for Royce Austin. Top of the circle, they have it in the hands of Straka. Straka sets a screen for Austin, and the pass is going to be deflected. Austin comes back up with it, and then being pushed from behind is going to be Austin. Joe Burt is going to collect his first foul of the game. And that will send Austin to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Austin, 1 out of 2 on the season from the free throw line in varsity action. And he'll have the 1-1 here. And the free throw is good. So Rice Austin with 1 point, a couple of rebounds. And that now makes it 56-44. Bearcats with only a minute 20 left. They've got to light the house on fire and do it right now. Second free throw is good. Cuts the lead down to 11. They were down by 11 at halftime. The ball was inbounded here for Dvorak. Long pass up ahead here for Burt. Burt's going to play a little keep away, just dribbling around with it. And the ball's going to be knocked loose by Koster. Koster was last to touch it, I think. Yeah, it is. And they're just not getting a break here. Koster knocked the ball loose. And the officials are going to say it was last touched by Kearney High. That's a 50-50 deal right there. Again, Kearney's not getting too many bounces here tonight. But again, tip your hat to Pius. They have taken care of business. On the bounce here is Burt. Entry pass going to be knocked down, and that will be a turnover. So Pius does turn the ball over eventually. And here on the run is going to come Schwarz. Schwarz will work against Jablowski, and he's going to be fouled on the way up, and he lost the basketball. So Schwarz couldn't get the and-one opportunity, couldn't really get the shot off. Jablowski is going to commit his fourth foul of the game. No, actually, they gave it to Dvorak. So that's going to be just his second. So Schwarz to the line for shoot two, and the first one's good. So Schwarz now with eight in the game. ...56-46, 50 seconds to go. And the second free throw is good. So the Cats cut the lead down to nine. It's a three-possession game. And it'll be a long pass up ahead here for Dvorak. Dvorak gives it to Easley, who runs the floor, and Easley will score. So with no pressure being put on the ball, Pius breaks the press immediately just by throwing the touchdown pass. Schwarz is going to drive. He's going to kiss it off glass, and that's no good. Jablowski with the rebound, and then he's going to be fouled. Well, this just wasn't Kearney's night. The foul on Schwarz is his third. 58-47. Kearney going to fall on the road here, but they're going to have a tough task tomorrow against Lincoln Southwest. Again, we'll have that game for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Free throw is good for Austin Jablowski. And Jablowski, second free throw, is up and good. So 30 seconds to go here. Schwarz will bring it in the offensive end, gives it to Austin. Austin's going to kick it out right side. Three-pointer by Straka is going to be deflected and then rebounded by Dvorak. So Dvorak will come up with it after the block there. And now there's 15 seconds left, and Pius is just going to try to pass the ball around and work the clock. Kearney still contesting the ball. Thomas Robertson will skip it out here for Burt. 3 seconds left, and now Kearney will let him dribble it out. There's your final. Pius with a 60-57 win over Kearney High. Tough loss on the road here for the Cats. They were down by 13 at halftime, actually took the lead in the fourth quarter. But then another run here by Pius, and they win it 60-47. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
What's the big news? The big news is Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, taking place January 6th through the 13th. During this show, you can get the best prices of the year on the best used boats available. Buzz's will have lots of premium used boats on hand that have been completely checked out and detailed, and they come with a rock-solid warranty. So find out more and read all about it at buzzesmarine.com. Family fun launches from here during Buzz's Marine's 40th Annual Used Boat Show, January 6th through the 13th, 5th and Central Kearney.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
And welcome back here to Pius. This is the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provided a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, in the first half, Kearney had a 10-5 lead, and then an 18-0 run for Pius gave them the lead that they did not give up until the fourth quarter. Bearcats actually took the lead briefly. At one point, it was tied at 42, but then the game ends on another 18-something run by Pius. They score 18 of the last 23 points in the ball game, and Pius wins this one by a final of 60-47. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Thunderbolts, who now improve their record to 9-5 on the season. And they were led by Charlie Easley, who, according to my book, had 25 points, 7 rebounds. Thomas Richardson with 8 points and 3 boards. Joe Dvorak with 6 points, 4 rebounds. Joe Burt with 6 points and a rebound. Jackson Owens had 5 points and 2 rebounds, and he didn't play, but probably 3 minutes. Austin Jablowski finished with 4 points, 3 rebounds. Holton Harmon had 2 points in the ball game. A.J. Applegett finished with a couple of rebounds here for Pius. Unofficially, I had Pius 23 of 49, shooting 47% from the floor. They did not hit a three-pointer in the game. They were 0 for 12 from behind the arc, but they were 14 of 16 from the free throw line. So they got 14 points from the line, and compare that to Kearney High, who was 9 of 15. And Kearney just kind of needed those to kind of stay in this one. The Bearcats just couldn't quite get over the hump here as they fall by a final of 60 to 47. And we'll check the numbers for Kearney High when we come back right after this.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Checking the numbers here for Kearney High. Tough loss for them here at Pius as they fall by a count of 60 to 47. Leading the way for the Cats, another good game here for Cannon Coster, who finished with 20 points and 7 rebounds on the night. But unusual night for him at the free throw line, where he was 2 of 6 from the line. Carson Schwartz with 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Seth Rowe had 5 points and 10 rebounds. Matt Studi had 3 points here in the ball game. Jaden Ingen finished with 3 points and a board. Sam Strock had 3 points, a couple of rebounds. Royce Austin, a couple of points. And Brett Obermiller with 2 points in the game as well. Kind of to join us to talk about it is the head basketball coach here for Kearney High, Drake Baronic. And Drake, you made a couple of really great runs at these guys, but then kind of just ran out of gas because they scored 18 of the last 25 points in the game.
Yeah, you can't give a good team like this an opportunity to get a lead on you. And we got to battle back so much to get back into it, and had to burn some timeouts early to keep it close enough to give us ourselves a chance in the second half to where we don't have any late. And, you know, it'd be nice to be able to burn a couple timeouts when we were trying to fight back and get back in it and climb back. But anytime you use a lot of energy to get back in something, they got another punch coming at us. And we turned it over a little bit too much in that situation and missed a couple open shots, I thought, and they converted. So.
And another thing, usually you guys shoot free throws so well. It just seemed to me like tonight that was just an indication that you missed some free throws that just really kind of maybe would have got you more in a better offensive flow.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of time free throw shooting is mental approach to the game. And you could tell from the start that we didn't have a very good mental approach to this game and made some silly mistakes early. And, you know, we're not a good enough basketball team to allow teams to make mistakes and allow teams to get a cushion on us. And, you know, luckily we had some guys kind of try to step up and make some plays, but just wasn't quite enough.
It really was a game of runs. You gave up an 18-0 run in that second quarter, and that really was, some of those were turnovers. And just, again, you guys just lost completely and were able to kind of find your way back after that.
Yeah, we kind of challenged them at halftime and kids responded, but it takes more than one quarter of playing decent and playing hard and playing smart. And you know, you really can't ever fault our kids' effort.
No.
But we can play smarter and we can play more together. And sometimes, you know, you work at a bank, I don't care how hard you work. If you're not making money, you're fired. And so our kids got to understand, you know, we can't put ourselves in positions to be compromised on the back end of stuff by gambling for something we can't get to. So calculated risk is something we got to work on a little bit. But we still got to fly around, and that's what we do, and that's what we're known for. So it's kind of a happy medium.
I think Carson flew around a lot, especially in that second half. Took good care of the ball for the most part, yep. and then forced some turnovers to help get you back into it.
Yeah, I mean, we had 8 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the game. We're not going to win very many games doing that. So Carson did a nice job. Looked like he kind of got maybe a rhythm here. Hopefully we'll look back at this point and say this was a learning point for us, and this is an area where we really grew, and we're going to see what our response is tomorrow because it ain't getting any easier.
No. And a good opportunity since it's at home, and a win against Southwest would get that momentum right back to you guys.
Yep. We'll take whatever we can get.
All right. Go get him tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Drake. Drake Bronick, head basketball coach here for the Kearney High Bearcats as they fall here on the road. It was a tough game. Pius wins it by a final of 60-47. Want to say thanks to all of our sponsors. Our engineer back in the studios, Grant Ekstrom, Jeff Ekstrom, for being my engineer here tonight. Once again, your final here in the boys game. It was Pius over Kearney High by a final of 60-47. And on the girls side earlier this evening, Pius won that one as well, 46-35. Tomorrow, the Bearcats will be taking on another team from Lincoln that wears a little bit of green. They'll be taking on Lincoln Southwest. It'll be at home, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, Pius wins both of them. So, thanks so much for listening to us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
474-5533. 800-474-5533. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The NBA on ESPN Radio. Two Western Conference powerhouses meet with season series.